This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذنا الله وإياكم من النار. My beloved brothers and sisters, I want to make it clear from the beginning that I am not here to incite violence. I am not here to incite phobia towards anyone. It's unfortunate that we have to say this at the beginning of every program reminder, simply because the opposition is hot on the heels all the time, looking to take out of context that which we have to say. My beloved brothers and sisters, in today's khutbah, inshallah ta'ala, I want to speak a little bit about the rights that one has. The rights that Al-Islam emphasized that we need to fulfill accordingly. Islam is a religion that teaches us and educates us to be selfless, teaches us to look out for others, teaches us to ensure that the rights of others are not violated. So today, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, in this khutbah, I want to speak about the rights that women have, the rights that non-Muslims have, and also the rights that those who are physically disabled have upon every single one of us. The first one, my brothers and my sisters, that which pertains to women. My brothers and my sisters, this issue of women's rights is something that Al-Islam gets accused of not giving its due right. Every single time when I delivered a program speaking about feminism, I would always discuss right at the beginning the rights that a woman is entitled to under the umbrella of Al-Islam. Just about after every single program, sisters would come up saying, "We didn't know that Al-Islam holds our interests in such a way. We didn't know that we were entitled to all of these rights. We thought that Al-Islam always puts women down." And my brothers and my sisters, the root cause of that is jahl, right? We always say Muslims are not perfect, but Islam is perfect. If we just go back to the drawing table and we study what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said and what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us about, a lot that which we may have been oblivious about will start becoming very clear for us. The most important khutbah, sermon that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave was the khutbah al-jum'ah, the khutbah hajjah al-wada', the farewell hajj, when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a whole load of instructions. One of the instructions that he gave to his companions, and at the time there was 120,000 who were present, is istawsu bin nisa'i khayra. Treat your women well. Treat them with kindness. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on his deathbed, my brothers and my sisters. What would you be thinking about when you're on your deathbed? You would want to discuss with your relatives, your children, that which is most important for you, right? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's saying, as-salah, as-salah. The prayer, the prayer. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. Right? As-salah, as-salah. وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. The prayer, the prayer. And your women folk, treat them with kindness. Treat them well. Just because so-and-so is not doing it, that doesn't necessarily mean there is a problem with Islam. Muslims are not perfect, but Islam is. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he also told us in another hadith, من كان لو أختان أو ابنتان فأحسن إليهما ما صاحبتاه كنت أنا وهو كهاتين. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, whoever has two sisters or he has two daughters, and in another narration, ثلاث بنات أو أختين أو ثلاث أخوات, or he has three daughters or three sisters, حتى يمتنا, up until they depart from this world. أو حتى يبنا, right? Up until they depart from this world. Up until they reach the age of puberty. Up until they get married. You treat them well, with kindness. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, أنا وهو كهاتين. And he stuck his two fingers together. Me and him are going to be this close. This is al-Islam, my beloved brothers and sisters. Even now, my brothers and my sisters, when we look at this issue of inheritance, it's again something that the enemies of al-Islam try to pelt against al-Islam and try to use to tarnish al-Islam, my beloved brothers and sisters. Right? Yes, there are cases when the man is going to inherit more than the woman. There are also other cases when a woman is going to inherit more than the man. And at times it is equal, and so on and so forth. We don't just nitpick what we want. We look at al-Islam in a holistic way. Likewise, my brothers and my sisters, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a man being a maintainer for his women folk, again, it is taken out of context. What does this actually mean? The qiwama, ar-rijalu qawamuna ala nisa. He is there to defend you, to protect your honor. He is there to put his body on the line when you are in danger and in a vulnerable situation, when needed in any way, shape or form. Or if anyone tried to disparage your dignity or reputation in the slightest way, he has to be there for you. And this is, of course, in contrary to what we see in the world of diatha, right? What we need to understand, and I'm saying this especially to my sisters, right? Him being your protector and your maintainer is the right that you have over him. However, it is made to appear that he has rights over you. No, this is the right that you have over him to protect you and to honor you and to maintain you. It is not a choice that he has, right? You have these discussions taking place and these debates online. If someone now breaks into the house, who's going to go downstairs? The husband or the wife? This is what they're discussing. What happened to, right, the manly characteristics, you being a high value man? He tells his wife or his woman folk to go downstairs and he's hiding upstairs. This is not al-Islam, my beloved brothers and sisters, right? No religion, no ideology gives a woman more rights than the religion of al-Islam. It just requires us, my brothers and my sisters, to dig deep, right? To research, to learn our religion. And al-jahl, ignorance, is one of the root causes, my brothers and my sisters, of people getting a wrong image of al-Islam. The second right, my brothers and my sisters, that I want to speak about is the rights that the non-Muslims have over us. Again, it's one of those topics that is taken out of context. We nitpick, we say whatever we want in order to make al-Islam look a certain way, right? Number one, my brothers and my sisters, we do not entice violence / harassment towards non-Muslims. We must be law-abiding citizens. And I don't think anyone disagrees with that. The rights that they also have, my brothers and my sisters, over us, is us inviting them to al-Islam, right? Presenting al-Islam in the best possible way, right? So that they embrace this wonderful religion that is in their own best interest, right? Just the other day, my brothers and my sisters, just to give you an idea, those who may not necessarily have embraced the religion of al-Islam, the state they're in, we all have heard of the Daily Mail, right? A news article or a news tabloid that gives Muslims problems all the time. This was on the Daily Mail. Muslims have the highest life satisfaction. They have a feeling of oneness that trumps Christians, Buddhists, and yogis. The study suggests. I'm just quoting. I don't have my own views and opinions, right? This is the Daily Mail, my brothers and my sisters. So a lot of people are in this state. And in Islam, my brothers and my sisters, is a cure to a lot of the problems that many of them may have. Being spiritually dead and empty. Not having a purpose in life. I'm sure a lot of us have heard of Jim Carrey, American slash Canadian slash actor slash comedian. You know what he said, my brothers and my sisters? I think everybody should get rich and famous and do everything they dreamt of so that they can realize that it's simply not the answer. Many people need al-Islam, my brothers and my sisters. This religion that bi-idhnillahi ta'ala is going to give you the happiness and the satisfaction that you're looking for. I'm sure, especially our sisters, have heard of an individual called Kylie Jenner, right? Who's an American socialite, media personality and businesswoman. She starred in the reality TV series called Keeping Up with the Kardashians between 2007 to 2021. You know what she said, my brothers and my sisters, right? She regrets getting plastic surgery at a young age and hopes her daughter, Stormy, doesn't do the same. She said, I would be heartbroken if she wanted to get her body done at 19. I want to be the best mom and the best example for her. And I just wish I could like be her and do it all differently because I wouldn't touch anything, right? Look where they're at. And look at the peace that al-Islam has granted us, my brothers and my sisters. The contentment, the satisfaction that we acquire when we do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed us to do. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Likewise, my brothers and my sisters, the rights that the non-Muslims have over us is that we do not defraud them. We strongly condemn the practice of claiming to be separated from your spouse when in reality you're not. In al-Islam, we believe that this haram money, lying about a situation just so you can get a little bit more cash. This money, as we believe, is not lawful for any Muslim, my brothers and my sisters. Number four, it is part of our faith as Muslims to acknowledge the good someone has done, even disbelievers, right? If that quality is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Number five, my brothers and my sisters, we do not oppress the non-Muslims, right? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us, فَاتَّقِي دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ وَإِنْ كَانَ كَافِرًا. Fear the invocation of the one that you've oppressed. Even if he's a disbeliever, if he puts his hands up and he makes dua against you, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنَّ لَيْسَ دُونَهَا حِجَابٌ. Meaning the dua will be accepted straight away. Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi, in his kitab, Minhaj al-Sunnah al-Nabawiyyah, he said, وَاللَّهُ قَدْ أَمَرَنَا أَنْ لَا نَقُولَ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا الْحَقِّ. Allah Azza wa Jal has instructed us not to say about him except that which is truth. وَأَنْ لَا نَقُولَ عَلَيْهِ إِلَّا بِعِلْمٍ. And not to say anything about him except with knowledge. وَأَمَرَنَا بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْقِسْطِ. He instructed us to be fair and just. فَلَا يَجُوزُ لَنَا إِذَا قَالَ يَهُودِيٌ أَوْ نَصْرَانِيٌ فَضْلًا عَنْ رَافِضِي. He says, if a Jew or a Christian, let alone a Rafidi, was to say something that is the truth, right, that we reject it. If it is in line with that which is correct, we have to accept it, right? بَلْ لَا نَرُدُّ إِلَّا مَا فِيهِ مِنَ الْبَاطِلِ. We only reject that which is false. Also Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi says, Wallahi, right? He swore by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا يحل لأحد أن يظلم أحدا ولو كان كافرا. It is not lawful for one to oppress another, even if he's a disbeliever. And then he quoted the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُهُ وَأَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Just because you have a hatred towards a person, that shouldn't now lead you to being oppressive and unjust towards that individual, right? Likewise, my brothers and my sisters, al-Islam, as mentioned in Surah Luqman and others, right? When it comes to our non-Muslim relatives, it instructs us to be kind and generous and good towards them as long as they are not trying to strip us away from our Islam. My brothers and my sisters, we Muslims are unapologetic with regards to what we believe. We as Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us, as Umar al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned. نَحْنُ أُمَّةٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us through al-Islam. وَمَهْمَ ابْتَغَيْنَا غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ أَذَلَّنَا اللَّهُ. The moment we begin to desire other than that, Allah azza wa jal will humiliate us. We do not compromise. Us holding on to our religion does not contradict being kind and good towards everyone else. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَدِينَ. And last but not least, my brothers and my sisters, Islam gave a focus and a lot of concern to أصحاب الاحتياجات الخاصة, those who are physically disabled, right? Islam, my brothers and my sisters, when you look at the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he didn't just disregard them. He didn't just put them to the side. Abadan, that was never ever the case. If you look at a time when a woman came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَانَ فِي عَقْلِهَا شَيْءٍ, she had a deficiency in her intellect. فَقَالَتْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, she said, O Messenger of Allah, إِنَّ لِي إِلَيْكَ حَاجَةٍ, I need you to help me. فَقَالَ يَا أُمَّ فُلَانَ أُنْضُرِي إِلَى أَيِّ السِّكَكِ شِئْتِ, O mother of so-and-so, take me wherever you need to take me, right? حَتَّى أَقْضِيَ لَكَ حَاجَتِكَ, so I can fulfill the needs that you have. فخلى معها في بعض الطرق حتى فرغت من حاجتها. He stopped whatever he was doing in order to help this woman out who had an issue with the intellect. Likewise, my brothers and my sisters, we know the famous qissa of Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum, the blind man. One time the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with some of the heads of Quraysh, right? The blind man, Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum, the great companion, came. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam frowned and he turned away from him. عَبَسَ وَتَوَلَّى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admonished him, right? Not to treat this individual who has these physical disabilities in this manner. Before Al-Islam, they would ostracize and throw to the side anyone who was what? Blind, right? مريض, sick. And then the verse came down, لَيْسَ عَلَى الْأَعْمَى حَرَجٌ وَلَا عَلَى الْأَعْرَجِ حَرَجٌ وَلَا عَلَى الْمَرِيضِ حَرَجٌ. That you don't just treat them in a manner of such, right? Likewise, my brothers and my sisters, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, who many of the scholars consider as the fifth caliphate, yani in righteousness, even though he was number 8 after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? He instructed everyone who had these physical disabilities to write to him so that he could appoint a worker to help them out. Those who had an issue now getting up to the prayer, he would appoint a worker for them. Al-Hadith and examples, the narrations and the examples are many, my brothers and my sisters. We wouldn't be able to give it its true justice in a 15-minute khutbah. Just to make it very, very clear, I am not here to incite violence or phobia. Everything that I said, I just quoted the scripture and some articles from the Daily Mail. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all and make us from amongst those who hear the reminder and act upon it. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. لوط عليه الصلاة والسلام would make the dua, ربي نجني وأهلي مما يعملون. Oh Allah, protect me and my family from what they do. So we say, ربي نجنا وأهالينا مما يعملون. سبحانك الله وبحمدك, أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت, أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. وآخر الصلاة.